Biscuits and Gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people. Nazi whale margarine pirates.
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck.
Pol Pot pie.
I'm the prognosticator of the whole show like this.
That's scary.
Slaughterhouse sangria.
Yeah. Good morning and aloha, Biscuiteers. Thank you so much. What a lovely audience we have here today. Wow.
That's right.
One heck of a doozy for you today.
That's right. You guys are riding the gravy train.
Wow. I'm so happy Tony just said he spent hours retooling this.
Yeah, so in the past couple weeks, we've been having issues with the board and the mics, but somebody came in and fixed it, and now we are ready to go. So are you having a good time today,
I'm having a great time, and I know that they needed to come in and fix it because we were talking about Hillary Clinton recently.
Right.
And every time we talk about the truth, we go off the air. Powers that be literally hate truth so much.
Or they test the emergency broadcasting system. But they're not going to be able to take us off the air like they did to Stephen Colbert this time, because we got a lot to talk about. Today we're doing a fascism roundup.
Fascism roundup?
Let me see if I can...
Are we a fiscal conservative fascism here?
We're doing a fascism roundup. Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Yeah! But before we start talking about the deep stuff... How are you doing today, Chuck? You having a good day?
Oh, my God. I'm doing so good. First of all, the ocean, beautiful.
Are you having a great Ash Wednesday?
Every day is Ash Wednesday. I need to clean my car.
yesterday was Fat Tuesday, and I believe it's my turn to make the joke this year.
Yes, it's your turn.
We take turns every year, so this year it's my turn to make the joke. So yesterday was Fat Tuesday, or as I call it, Tuesday.
That joke is 12 years old.
And today is Ash Wednesday, so you know how I knew it was Ash Wednesday? All the OnlyFans girls had ashes on their forehead today.
Is that what it was?
So, are you having a good day today, Chuck?
Man, I've been to the beach twice already today.
Really?
Yeah.
You said that you made some ramen eggs last night. Is that true?
Very recently, yeah. So okay. I made them.
I also made some ramen eggs recently.
Man, so guys, if you're not into ramen eggs, you boil them for 6.5 minutes, and then you let them chill on the counter while you smoke a joint. You come back, and the secret is... I'm terrible at taking shells off of eggs. Are you terrible at it?
No, I'm good at it.
I'm the worst at it. I'm always, which...
You know, it's a good way to help that? A little bit of salt in the water.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
they also say vinegar.
I
don't think vinegar does anything.
It worked. It finally worked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it came off easily?
Hefty amount, yeah.
Do you run them under the water when you're shelling them?
No. Are you supposed to?
So when I'm taking the shell off of my hard-boiled egg, as I'm cracking it, I run it under the water, and the water helps wash off all the little egg shell particles, and it gets in between the egg and the shell, and it kind of helps loosen it up a little bit. So, and then also, the bonus of that is then you put all the eggshells into the sink, and then you can scoop them all out and throw them right in the trash.
Yeah, or put them in your neighbor's yard.
Or put them in your garden.
Burping of smoke come out?
So I've had this thing recently where I don't know if it's sulfur burps, but did you ever have burps that taste really bad?
Almost all of my burps taste really, really, really bad.
But every once in a while, I've been having this thing happen where I burp and smoke comes out.
That's
and
not good. Google, that's a lot of sulfur.
Google is like, that's not a thing. And I'm like, no, it's a thing. And they're like,
are your poops black too?
Like no,
jet
no.
Black? You ever get jet black poops?
Not really.
No,
that's not good because that means you have internal bleeding. So if you have jet black poops, guys, go get that checked out.
Oh, I thought it was just when you drink like a lot of wine.
I think that might be a cause of it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't drink that much wine. I'm more of a whiskey guy.
Mm.
So when you're marinating your eggs, what kind of do you put any like aromatics or anything in the soy sauce?
I do, of course, show you. I do onion salt, like onion salt, onion powder, garlic, and other garlic.
Okay.
I put 2 garlics in there.
Yeah.
2 onions. And I do fish sauce.
Put some green onions in there, too?
No, not until I save that for the soup. You're doing green onions in it, huh?
Yeah, green onions, a little bit of ginger as well.
I do the ginger, yeah. I got pickled ginger I've been putting in there, too. That
I love pickled ginger. And I love pickled ginger, and I love regular ginger. I tried to buy garlic one time from Costco, and I accidentally bought a squeeze bottle of what I thought was garlic, but turned out to be minced ginger.
That's the greatest surprise ever.
So now I've got a ton of ginger.
Yeah.
pickled and otherwise, laying around my house.
I finally got the eggs nailed down, so I did a lot of vinegar.
So you
with
do
it.
6.5 minutes, and then you let them cool on a counter. Do you ever do this? What I like to do is I like to do 7 minutes, and then I take the eggs out, and I immediately put them in an ice bath.
Yeah.
You don't do that?
I do. It's, you know, I'm like a less steps guy. I like to milk my process.
Yeah.
I'm like that guy from Cake where I like to milk that one thing that I do.
The guy from Cake died.
I know.
The guitarist. Yeah, I knew you were sad about that.
I did. He got overshadowed by James Vanderbeek.
Chuck's always sad anytime there's less Cake.
I know. Hey, all right. But I finally got it out. I used a spoon. So you use a spoon and you break the bigger part of the egg. And then you stick your spoon in
there.
Where
the air pocket is.
And you stick your spoon in there like you're eating ice cream and you twirl it around. Bada bing, bada boom, baby.
What?
Yeah.
How does that not shred the egg? That doesn't make any sense.
I nailed it. It's the first and only time I got.
Remember
the
in the
egg
20s
out.
When they had the egg cup?
The Germans still have that.
What?
The Germans have this thing where it's like you drop it like an Erector set and it pops into it and then it like peels it like a cigar cutter or a wine opener.
What?
They're living in the past or the future.
No, I'm saying like in the 20s there was a thing that was like an egg cup. And so people would put their soft boiled egg or maybe even like hard-boiled egg or whatever, they would put it in a little cup, and then they take their spoon and they tap-a-tap-a-tap-a on top. They do a little tap on top, and then they, like, sometimes they would eat the egg right
out. You eat it out of it,
out of the shell? Is that a thing?
It's liberating. Salt and pepper, baby.
Well, the Germans also used to have something that America is bringing back. Fascism!
Oh, that's right! We got it. We're in
I don't
fascism.
Want to talk about fascism yet. I want to talk about, can we talk, I can't believe I'm going to say this. Do you know how bad things have to be where I would rather talk about the Olympics? Do you know how much I hate the Olympics, Chuck?
Do you?
We've talked about this on the show many, many
times.
I'm not
a good listener.
I am not a fan of the Olympics. The Olympics are like this boring thing that we all get gaslit into thinking that we care about every year. And the Olympics could not be dumber. Especially the Winter Olympics. Especially living in Hawaii and watching the Winter Olympics. Is there anything less relatable?
Well, also, hear me out. I mean, maybe if you're into dudes, it's good, but it's not very, like, attractive women. And so I'm out from the get-go.
Every once in a while. Wasn't there a gymnast? What was that skier chick from the 90s? Her name was, like, Piper or Pepper.
Ooh, hello. She's
Peepers. Remember she had the chapstick endorsement?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she was mildly attractive, I guess.
I don't know.
But the one lady who won one of the skiing events was like a French credit card.
Yeah.
She went to jail for credit card fraud and then she won the gold.
Yeah, they just arrested an Olympian who was doing an international drug ring.
Oh, are you talking about the cartel guy?
Yeah.
So this guy was like a Canadian snowboarder who was like an Olympic level.
I hear he's quite the skier.
A competitor.
Too.
He had some sort of connection to like opioids in Canada.
Word.
So he inadvertently ended up becoming like the head of the Mexican cartel. This like white ski like snowboarder guy.
Word.
And then they recently just caught him.
He crosses borders.
Yeah,
or did they?
He is redefining.
You're telling me that they can somehow catch Canadians when they do crimes.
Yeah,
but we're not catching any of these Americans.
It's just nice that
when they're doing crimes.
It turned out that the Mexican cartel
is run by Canadians.
An equal opportunity employer.
Yeah.
You know, they are open to.
I can't wait for that movie. Where
Dude, that's going to be a great
that's
movie.
That's going to be the greatest movie in the history of great movies, man.
Where it's going to be like Cool Runnings meets Blow.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Cool Blowings.
There's also there's also the curling scandal that's been going on.
Oh, I know. They're accused of cheating.
Yeah, there's like the Canadians have been fingering the puck or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Just spit
all over me. I'm sorry.
Ew, dude.
I missed it. I saw it. It's still coming down.
You're walking back to Island Honda.
Oh, no. Sorry. For those of you listening, I raspberry berate everywhere.
Ew.
Quite a bit.
That's gross. But, yeah, the Canadians have been, like, they've been fingering the stone. Whereas, like, with curling.
What does that mean?
There's, like, there's a handle on the stone, and you're supposed to let go of the handle and then slide the stone. But after they let go of it, they keep, like, giving it a little Scooby-Doo.
A little skin dizzle.
Yeah, they keep giving a little
spirit fingers.
A little, hey, what's going on?
A little, and hey, there's your mama.
I think that, like, it's legal, but you're not supposed to do it. Nobody knows what's going on.
I think that goes to fingers.
In order to understand the scandal, you would have to care about curling or know about curling or that it exists, and nobody knows about curling. I mean, have you even ever watched curling?
Only after Shane had the curling joke, and I watched it, and I was like, wow, this is almost as boring as Shane's curling joke.
That's friend of the show, Shahane Nelson.
That's our best friend. Hey.
Who was extremely drunk last night. So this is, why don't we do a little housekeeping?
Housekeeping!
This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show. If you're listening to us on our radio, you're most likely listening to us on 88.5 KAKU, the voice of gravy.
88.5?
And
KAKU.
You can also watch us on TV. We're on live TV right now on Channel 55.
Hey, so Channel 55.
Wave to the people at home. Don't forget to flip on Channel 55 and watch us.
Flip it on with your fingers.
They also play us 24 hours a day on Channel 55 and the Biscuit Block. We're like their number one program on Channel 55.
Yeah, it's us and like a graduation from 2005, which is a little dated.
And then you can also, if you want to listen to any of our past episodes, you can look up Biscuits and Gravy 808 on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
And 24 hours a day at BiscuitWars.com.
BiscuitWars.com. You can follow us on Instagram at BiscuitsAndGravy808. And if you want to send us some email for Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo, send them to BiscuitsAndGravy808@gmail.com. Isn't that nice? And don't forget to tell me where you're from. People never tell us where they're from. We also, if you are a fan of comedy, there's an open mic every Monday.
And if you're not a fan of comedy, there's an open mic every Tuesday.
So there's an open mic every Monday at Paia Bay Coffee, PBCB, as it's affectionately
known.
That's
a great one,
too. And that starts at 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
and that's
7.
That's run by friend of the show, Chino LaForge.
Get up early if you want to sign up. The list by 7:01 is completely filled up. They're always... Those comedians are always getting bumped.
And
we're
then
doing bumps.
There's also a sort of a rougher around the edges open mic every Tuesday.
No structure.
And that starts around 8:15.
It starts when you will it.
Yeah, it starts when all the comedians get there. So a lot of times I'll walk in and they'll be like, all right, let's go. I'll be like, wait.
You didn't start already?
You were waiting for me?
Oh.
I came like an hour late because I wanted you guys to start before I got here.
No.
It never works, though.
It's
but
like Tinkerbell,
I got to say... The open mic last night, a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I had
so
a lot
fun.
Of fun last night over at Vibe. You had a good set.
Thank you.
I was surprised.
Yeah, and I went first.
Now, Shane had a really good set, too. Shane was hammered.
Hammered.
He was absolutely shmammered. Something that I don't see from Shane very often, but he had a lot of fun. Shane's always fun when he's drunk.
Our sober night. We don't drink Mondays anymore. But Tuesdays tend to get a little sloppy.
Tuesdays have been getting sloppy, especially when people are like doing shots in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Tuesdays are a wacky time. But also, I don't blame you for not drinking on Monday because it's hard to get a quality drink at Paia Bay Coffee Bar.
Oh my God, even if you want to. Jesus.
I got a Jameson on the rocks one time and there was like Malibu in it. I was like, how do you mess up Jameson on the rocks? It's two ingredients and one of them is rocks.
I order vodka martinis, which is just chilled vodka in a fancy glass, and the colors, the lights in there are very challenging. So I'm like, oh, this drink doesn't look right. And they're like, no, it's just the lights. And I go over to my table where it's normal lights. And what happened is they had an espresso martini on the menu that night, if they're special. And so all of my drinks were just tasting like espresso martinis.
And you gotta wash out your little bar cups, guys.
When you order Jameson, somebody just had ordered a bunch of like coconut rum, which is also like... If you were like, we're deporting the wrong people. If you order coconut rum, get out of here.
All right. Now, speaking of deporting the wrong people, Chuck, this is tough for me.
My earwax is like out of control. Is that happening here?
This is tough for me because if you've been listening to the show over the last couple weeks or so, you probably noticed that we've been glossing over a lot of things that have been happening in the news because we're definitely in the darkest timeline right now.
It's the worst.
The world is in the worst timeline. There's been a lot of bad things happening, and it's easy to dwell on that and kind of get depressed about the state of things in the world.
It's a fire hose of lies.
So
every day
we've been trying to just bring a little light into your life, and not constantly dwell on all the terrible things that are happening
Nothing
in America and our slow decline into fascism.
I feel like it really moved very quickly. I feel like we blitzkrieged into it.
Mm, but as biscuits and or gravy journalists, I feel we would be remiss if we didn't at least do a little bit of a roundup. And so today we're going to spend a little time doing one of our least favorite segments, Fascism Roundup. Yeehaw!
Oh, you got the whip? Can you whip it one more time?
You want me to whip it? Here we go.
Yeah! Can I get another
Woo!
One?
Chew!
Did you know the phrase cats out of the bag is not from like some psychopath that puts kittens in bags, but it's about the cat of nine tails?
No, that's
which is a whip.
That's actually misinformation.
No way.
A lot of people thought it was about the cat and nine tails,
because a lot of stuff's Navy related.
But it turned out that it back in the day, butchers would try to get away with selling people cat meat instead of pork, and so they would put cat meat in the butcher bag.
No.
And then people wouldn't find out until they got home.
Oh God.
And so they'd get home and they'd be like, oh, the cat's out of the bag now. It turns out this wasn't pork all along.
Oh, God.
But let's not talk about cat meat. Let's talk about Fascism Roundup. So where do you want to start, Chuck? We should talk about, in the last couple months, here's what happened. Trump invaded Venezuela.
Yep, and then is now giving...
He sidestepped Congress and performed an act of war without Congress's approval.
Yes.
And then he stole all of their oil. This is like James Bond, like supervillain type of stuff. He stole all of their oil and then sold it.
I opened up a bank account overseas.
He opened up a Qatari slush fund where he deposited all the money instead of like giving the money to Venezuela for the sale of their oil, or just having America take it, which would also be, I mean, that would be more acceptable, even though it's like he's committing war crimes. He like kidnapped the president of Venezuela,
yeah,
who is not a good guy. It sucks that they're like making us defend that dude,
yeah,
because he also sucks, but it's like we can't just go in and invade countries and steal.
And now and Israel's steal their getting oil. The oil for free.
And yeah, and so they put all the money into this Qatari slush fund where there's literally no oversight. And so Donald Trump is literally just going to take all of the money and then like transfer it into his bank account. He just stole like billions of dollars from Venezuela and is continuing to enrich himself.
So not only
could you imagine if Obama did something like that,
he's
absurd.
Obama wore a brown suit once.
He saluted a guy.
News cycle for 6 weeks.
He saluted a guy while holding a cup of coffee, and they're like, "This is it. We have to impeach
Obama."
That
was breaking news.
Thanks, Obama. So that was pretty wild. Now, do you remember, Chuck, there was once upon a time our Republican presidents would start a phony baloney war,
mm-hmm,
and they would invade another country and steal their oil so that they could make money.
Yes.
But back in the day, they would at least like make a 9/11 happen so that we had a reason to go in and invade.
They would say that they have weapons of mass
destruction. And they would like sell the contracts. Yeah, they would get Congress to approve us going to war. Uh-huh. They would have, like, maybe somebody like Dick Cheney, rest in peace, would, God rest his soul, God bless and keep him.
We took a trip to pee on his grave when he died. Okay. Do you remember
But, like,
that?
Somebody like Dick Cheney.
We held hands and pissed on his grave.
Instead of just putting the money into a slush fund and then putting it directly into his bank account, he would do something like maybe take a company that he used to be the head of and owns.
Give them all the money.
And then give them the contracts for them to go in and get the oil.
And then the oil, you know, money would trickle down.
There was at least like a little bit of like bureaucratic red tape around, uh-huh, what they were doing about just like stealing a country's oil and enriching themselves. But and so it was sort of like they kind of did like a cat burglar scenario where this is Donald Trump is just in broad daylight doing a smash and grab, like
it's
smashing
the juice,
just walking down
anymore.
The street in broad daylight, smashing the jewelry store window, taking a bunch of necklaces out, and then walking away as the cops stand there and just watch him do it.
Now, does Donald Trump need the money?
Literally no. Nothing happened.
He's
literally nothing happened.
Suing the IRS, and he just put a guy in charge of the IRS. And then do you know who has to approve the case? Pam Bondi.
And then he literally said, like, I should just have a blank check that I can write myself for these IRS lawsuits.
He's like, well,
lawsuits.
I'm not going to keep the money. I'm going to give it to a donation. What donation? He can't work with a charity because he stole money from charities.
No,
before.
It's literally, yeah. he's
not allowed to run a charity.
He's literally not allowed to run a charity because he got caught stealing money from cancer kids. That's, yeah. You can't make this up. That, like, it would sound cartoonishly evil if you said that, but that is the literal state of affairs of Donald Trump is not allowed to run a charity. This guy who's the president of the United States, twice elected, because that's debatable.
That's bring us up another. That's a whole nother story.
We'll bring that up another time. But
he's literally
not allowed to run a charity because he stole money from Cancer Kids charity.
And he's not allowed to run charity in Romania because he and Erica Kerr kidnapped a bunch of young underage kids.
Do you remember when George Bush was in office and a lot of people were saying, Bush is a Nazi? Do you remember that?
I do.
And you know, it's not exactly a great parallel because, yeah. I mean, he
Germans
was...
have higher IQs.
He was racist, and the Bush family did get a lot of their money from dealing with Nazis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he wasn't exactly a Nazi.
No.
You know, it wasn't the best analogy. When people compare Donald Trump to being a Nazi, I feel like the parallel is a lot more apt, don't you think?
I don't think Nazis mean enough.
Let's ignore, even if we ignore the fact that his administration does have literal factual Nazis, and Elon Musk got up on live TV during the presidential inauguration and did a Heil Hitler salute.
Yeah.
On live TV.
Yeah.
And there was the Republican congressman that got caught with a Nazi American flag.
Nothing
in his
single
office.
One of these would be enough to destroy any administration,
yeah,
in the past.
And let's not forget, like, during, like, Trump, like, rallies, they were selling, like, MAGA flags and Nazi flags out of, like, the same booth, mm-hmm, you know, with swastikas and stuff on them.
And
let's even if you ignore all the direct Nazi ties and, you know, Donald Trump using Make America Great Again as his campaign slogan, and Hitler's slogan was Make Germany Great Again.
Homeland Security webpage is doing it.
And all the Nazi imagery that they use, and him directly quoting Hitler by saying, like, the immigrants are poisoning the blood of the country.
Yeah.
Like, literally, and him talking about, like, having a copy of Mein Kampf on his bed
one
stand.
One America, one pure.
And him being a fan of, like, eugenics and stuff like that, and being a white nationalist.
Oh, it also turns out that who else is a fan of eugenics? Epstein had, like, what is going on there?
You mean friend of Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein?
Well, it comes out that he'd been to Mar-a-Lago as late as 2018.
All right, look, let's ignore all of the actual direct Nazi ties.
Okay.
But let's just look at Nazism as a parallel to what's going on. Donald Trump is a fascist. He, the same thing that Hitler did, where he got rid of all, like, the competent cabinet members. He stacked the courts and got rid of all the checks and balances. Uh-huh. So he literally talked about being a dictator. He got rid of all the people in his cabinet that had any sort of competency, and replaced them with just sycophants and yex men. Who, I mean, like, the guy who's the head of the FBI is just like
a podcaster
who is pro Trump. He has no qualifications except that he kissed Trump's butt.
Ugh, and podcasters
purported, like, MAGA conspiracy theories. He's funding ICE, which is a secret paramilitary organization that is above the law. They're anonymous. They don't have to show warrants or anything. They don't have to show badges when they arrest you. And they're going around and
they have a
murdering
bigger budget than any other country's military.
They're murdering American citizens and kidnapping and extraditing
people,
American citizens.
White people too.
I mean, That's beyond the pale. No pun intended. But, like, it's one thing if they're gonna murder and export brown people, but if you're going to murder white people in the streets of Minnesota, that's when things are pretty bad. And I mean, this
is a new report, by the way, says we're spending about up to $1 million.
This is exactly what happened when are we getting a phone call?
Please not be Marlon Brando. Okay. We'll take this guy.
We're getting a phone call. Who could it be? Who could it be now?
Who could it be? Caller number 5, you're live on the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
We're talking about fascism.
Hello, boys, it's me, Cash Patel.
Oh, no. It's the man who has his eyes on the prize. It's Cash Patel. Speak of the devil, we were just talking about you, Cash.
Imagine being black and in prison for a small, like, cocaine infraction, and you have Cash Patel running the FBI, who's, like, the biggest loser cokehead ever, and then Kennedy running it, saying he snorts lines off toilet seats. Anyway, right. Cash Patel, what's going on?
Are you saying it's not Ash Wednesday, it's Cash Wednesday?
Oh, no.
That's right. It is Cash Wednesday, baby.
Every Wednesday is Cash Wednesday. So how are things going with your with our slow move towards fascism that you're aiding and abetting?
Oh, we are right on plan right now. We are doing very well. But, boys, I got something very important to talk to you about today. You know how I hate to blink. I don't do it. It's for the week.
Right. Blinking is for the week. We all know that.
Yeah. I don't even blink in the car. You know, if I'm going to turn... You know, I don't have time to inform anyone with a blinker.
You don't use your blinkers. Okay.
No.
All right.
No blinker. So, boys, I have started an eye drop company. I call it Liberal Tears.
Liberals, you started an eye drop company called Liberal Tears?
Yes, boys.
So you're using Liberal Tears to lubricate your own unblinking eye?
Yes, we have the finest Liberal Tears. They are locally sourced from cage-free white women.
I hear there's a lot of cages, actually. I don't think it's cage-free at all. I hear it's a lot of cages.
Are the proceeds going to charity? Because I know, like, somebody who's a Republican would never, you know, use their office to like, enrich themselves.
No. The proceeds will be going to building more ice facilities.
Oh, great. All right, well... I think we're going to have to break the news to our former eyedrop supporters, which is Andrew Jackson's eyedrops.
Oh, Andrew Jackson's eyedrops.
You'll have a trail of tears with Andrew Jackson's eyedrops. Nothing gets the red out like Andrew Jackson's eyedrops. So you're saying that we're going to replace that celebrity sponsor with Cash Patel's Liberal Tears?
Absolutely. It sounds good. Now, boys, if you're interested in getting in on the ground floor... For the low, low price of turning in 10 immigrants, who do you want to be in?
Well, do you accept crypto? Because Chuck and I have a lot of Bizcoin.
Yeah, we have a lot of crypto.
We got a lot of Bizcoin, which is our crypto coin.
Are you aware of crypto pump and dump schemes?
Oh, pump and dump. We love to pump and dump in this administration, let me tell you.
Yeah, I did a little pump and dump this morning.
Mm, oh, Lordy.
Yeah.
Octavia, right?
The president can do the dump part all the time.
Oh, yes, that's true.
That's what I hear.
And then missed the toilet, so we had to do a rug pull. Well, we're very excited for this investment opportunity to get in on your eyedrop company. And we always appreciate hearing from you, Cash Patel. Thank you for joining us on Cash Wednesday, and we'll see you next time.
All right, boys, you stay fascist.
I will. Okay.
Oh, man. I don't like Cash Patel.
I don't... You know what? He's not a good human being.
Imagine if he was like an open micer and he just was like always doing coke.
I'd hang out with him
also,
in that case.
Pam Bondi's 60 and so is Sandra Bullock, just turned 61.
Pam Bondi's 60?
Crazy.
She looks good.
Yeah, she's totally... Yeah, I bet you she's a freak, dude.
She is a terrible human being, and she has blood on her hands, and she is going to go down in history as doing everything that she can to protect pedophiles. Mm. But she's, you know, she's easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about some more Trump and Hitler parallels. Do you remember the Beer Hall Push?
That's a comedy special, right?
By Doug Stanhope.
Friend of the show, Doug Stanhope.
Doug Stanhope does have a album called Beer Hall Push. But January 6th was basically our white trash beer hall push. It was like a failed coup.
Yeah.
And when we were talking about the SS earlier, when Hitler was founding the SS, it was basically made up of the same people that ICE is made up of. It's like...
So from the Proud Boys is ICE.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And so the SS was made up of like these insecure young men in Germany who were like racist against the immigrants and everything.
And they wanted to blame all of their problems.
And Hitler built up this secret army. And that's exactly what Trump is doing. He's building up this secret paramilitary force that's above the law. And we're seeing them behave exactly the same way that the SS behaved.
Oh, yeah. The federal government won't hand over evidence World War II. In the Minnesota murders.
Yeah. Our good friend Cash Patel, who we just talked to, is blocking all the investigation into the murders of Alex
Murders.
Yeah, and so Minnesota is trying to like prosecute this case, and the FBI won't turn over any evidence.
They just released text messages though that they sent, like other ICE members sent him, and it was like, "Good job today, I owe you a beer."
Yeah, and
that's disgusting.
Cash Patel and his FBI also went into some of the voting headquarters in Georgia,
yeah.
and tried to investigate about Trump.
Trump should have been impeached for that. Trump's There's a phone lost. Conversation where Trump is begging the governor of Georgia to find the votes for.
That's just one of the many things that he should be impeached for.
Now, what is this all
for? Like, now we have.
Are we doing it just to help?
It's we pretty much
white
have
people that are completely insecure that need to blame all their problems on people that cook better food than them, or are we doing this not just to disenfranchise people for no reason, but to help out true immigrants like Elon Musk and Peter Thiel, who are the devils, or to give money to the Trump family, or is this also for Russia and Israel?
I think it's basically a way for people who are extremely racist to just exercise cruelty against people who are less fortunate and more vulnerable.
Now, I got to tell you something.
I can't think because, like I can see the idea of, you know, Trump is trying to rally his base by deporting immigrants, and that's what he's always ran on.
Obama already deported all the immigrants.
What people don't talk
about. Americans leaving to be expatriates.
What we don't talk about is the fact that Obama got rid of more immigrants than, like, any president in history. He was huge on legal immigration and getting rid of illegal immigrants, but we never talk about it, and there wasn't a big fuss about it because he didn't do it intentionally to be cruel. He didn't start
a
paramilitary force. He gave people trials. Yeah, basically, we have suspended habeas corpus in America, and we're not giving people trials. We're killing American citizens. We're kidnapping American citizens and sending them out of the country. It's absurd.
Now
what's going on?
They're doing a more parallel to the SS. People are now getting in trouble for not reporting people they know are immigrants.
Yeah, and then another thing that Hitler did was he did have a micro penis, okay. Like much like Donald Trump, and he started taking over the media. Mm. And what we've seen with the whole Jimmy Kimmel fiasco, the Stephen Colbert fiasco, Brendan Carr and CBS, like Brendan Carr as head of the FCC has been threatening CBS and other television stations. CBS has bent the knee multiple times. One, they fired Stephen Colbert just so that they wouldn't hurt their merger possibilities. But also, I don't know if you just heard, like, just yesterday, there was this whole other thing where Stephen Colbert was interviewing a Democrat who was running for the Texas Senate, I believe. Mm-hmm. And CBS, the FCC told him,
no,
that they couldn't run the interview.
You got to give equal time
because they have to give equal time.
Like, guess what? I do cover the other guy. He's just as literally the scum of the earth.
Yeah, but also in the entire history of broadcasting, there's always been a carve out for talk show interviews, mm-hmm. and like radio interviews and stuff like that. There's literally no precedent for them to say that he can't run the interview, and so we saw the Streisand effect happen because if he had just interviewed the guy on his show, those interviews aren't watched by that many people. Not many people. I mean,
it might make like a good 30-second Instagram clip that you'd see 2 weeks later. Or
yeah,
something.
But because they wouldn't allow him and they forced everybody to go on YouTube.
Oh,
now
no.
It's got like 5 million.
You
views.
Didn't hear about this? YouTube went down yesterday. YouTube stopped yesterday.
How crazy is that?
That's how crazy he is. These freaking fascists,
dude. Man. I didn't even consider the fact that. That they put the interview on YouTube and then YouTube went down for a short period
YouTube.
Of time. All because early voting started in Texas. So they're trying to block people seeing an interview of a politician. Like, it's absurd. But like the Streisand effect, you try to hide something, it only sheds more sunlight onto it, and now the guy has raised like millions and millions of dollars more than he would have if they just let the interview run on TV normally. No one would have ever seen it or heard of the guy.
Oh my God. I do want to point out something really quick, Vince.
Okay.
You know how I'm the prognosticator?
Is it fascism related?
You know how it's I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators?
Yes.
I've been saying since the beginning that it's unfortunate and how terrible ICE is and how they have no souls and they're all going to hell, and I hope they all get arrested when this is all done and over, that it had a huge budget. Most of that budget is just for grift and graft. And I was proven right this week. It turns out that these huge warehouses that they're building were all bought for pennies on the dollar a few years ago by Russian oligarchs for, like, there was one warehouse in particular that was bought for $3 million, right?
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Are you saying that the Trump administration is helping to enrich Russian oligarchs?
Then the government.
Are you saying that there might be some sort of tie?
$80 million for the same warehouse.
Are you saying that there might be some sort of tie between Russia and the Trump administration?
Yeah.
I find that very hard to believe.
Well, you better believe it.
Although, was it Paul Manafort who became Trump's campaign advisor?
His name is Paul Pillowfort.
Who he literally. Had his previous job experience was just working for Russian oligarchs.
Yeah.
It's not even like a conspiracy theory board with like a bunch of like red strings and push pins everywhere. It's a direct A to B line. Also, it's a straight line.
Putin is set to be one of the richest people on the planet now. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, that makes sense. The last thing that we have to talk about as far as fascism goes is surveillance.
Oh,
And did you see that Ring was working with ICE where they had this thing called Flock where they said, like, if somebody's dog gets lost, we can turn on all the Ring cameras and help them find their dog. Well, it turns out that they were also, like, allowing ICE to access cameras so they could, like, hunt down protesters and immigrants and stuff
this?
Like that.
Reddit and YouTube and who else just gave like free range to DHS and ICE for people that are posting anti-ICE like memes. Come on.
That's not good for me.
No, it's not.
Because I have made more than one anti-Donald Trump and anti-ICE memes.
They don't let people back
Reddit.
Into the country if you make literally a meme.
Yeah.
Question.
And also, people who were.
This is
people,
crazy.
People
dude.
Were getting their pictures taken while they were protesting ICE. They were getting their pictures taken by ICE and being put on a list of domestic terrorists. And one lady got her TSA pre-check revoked because she was protesting ICE.
She was at a peaceful protest.
She was at a peaceful protest. She got her TSA pre-check revoked and put on a list of domestic terrorists.
The ICE threw.
Which
like
this
a
is
smoke
the same. This
in
is
the face
this,
of a 3-year-old.
This is the same Republican Party who at their CPAC. A couple years ago literally said that they were all domestic terrorists.
Yeah.
That was their slogan at CPAC. You know, so things are, you know that things are not great.
Not great.
When Bruce Springsteen is writing songs about, like, this is like our Kent State, what happened in Minnesota. And Bruce Springsteen, we have folk singers writing songs about the events that are going down in the country right now. That's never a good sign.
No.
That's not a good sign when people are writing songs about the state of affairs.
But maybe this is our civil rights movement that we're going through now.
I don't know.
I mean, it's been 60 years.
Well, there's definitely a fire hose of misinformation.
Oh, Lordy.
So, yeah, there's a lot of bad stuff going on. But, you know what, Chuck?
Is Trump actually pooping his pants on the news?
Dude, how funny is that? You know, like, nothing brings a smile to my face more than watching that video clip where Dr. Oz has to stand behind him and as Donald Trump is literally pooping his pants on national television, and then Dr. Oz just has to stand there and smile and breathe in his poop stink.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you.
Oz is Turkish and they know a thing or two about genocide.
Do you think that it's possible that Donald Trump poops his pants into a diaper? Not just because of incontinence, but almost as like a flex, like a power move.
Yeah.
Like, is there any bigger of a power move? This is something that I don't think even like a sheik or a king, even Kim Jong-un, I don't think has the balls to just like poop their pants as a power move. But I think Donald Trump is the only person who could do that. It's such a hedonistic thing to be like, I'm not even going to stand up to go to the bathroom. I'm just going to poop my pants and make it somebody else's job, like a toddler. Like, do you think
the guy that ran shot of Mao would famously pick lice out of his pubes during interviews?
Huh.
Crazy.
Or it's like, was it LBJ? Who was it that used to make people follow them into the bathroom?
LBJ. Yeah.
It was LBJ, and he would be like taking dumps on the toilet and dictating notes to people, and they would have to sit there while he pooped. I think this is it's almost like a power move. Like, it's the most hedonistic thing. I feel like Donald Trump is like a low IQ Baron Harkonnen from Dune.
Okay.
Can you imagine? He looks like
also,
Harkonnen.
He named his son Baron.
His son's name is Baron.
His name is Baron.
All right, Chuck. All right, we did our due diligence.
All right.
We did our job. We talked about fascism, and now I have a reward for you, Chuck.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready? No, it's not a game.
Okay.
But do you remember when we talked about biscuits and or gravy news, and we talked about KFC coming out with gravy-flavored jelly beans?
KFC?
Well.
No.
Look what. I don't know. You can see what I got right here. I'm going to hold it up to the camera.
Wow.
I have procured.
Fried chicken.
I have procured
sweet corn and gravy. You got gravy jelly beans?
Some KFC jelly beans. And guess what? I didn't even know this. These are distributed by the Frankfurt Candy LLC, which is located in Philadelphia, PA, my hometown.
Wow.
Philadelphia, PA, 19114, Frankfurt Candy LLC. I've actually seen this place. I had no idea that they were the ones making the KFC. These are called the Colonel's Favorite Jelly Beans. There's three flavors. We've got fried chicken, sweet corn, and gravy. Are you ready to break into the Colonel's Favorite
More
Jelly
than
Beans?
More anything.
And listeners of the show will remember when you and I went to Japan recently, we did a tour of some vending machines, and we were drinking corn out of the can. They have corn juice in the vending machines.
This smells like KFC.
Oh my God, dude! It does.
It
smells like KFC jelly beans. Because it does have like that jelly bean smell.
Which color is which color?
I don't know. Is there a key on the back?
Oh.
All right, so I'm going to try.
The lighter one has to be corn, right? The corn. The darker yellow one is gravy, and the speckled one is fried chicken.
Let me see.
Give me an orange one. I only got corn.
The speckled one. There's the corn has to be the yellow one, right?
The corn is the brightest yellow.
Okay, so I'm going to try a corn one. You ready?
I think I got all three. I'll try corn too.
All right, it's just corn.
Oh, no.
Oh!
Oh, no.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh. That is the worst.
Oh, God. Oh, God. That's terrible.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Oh. Spit that out. Oh, God. I really wanted to like that.
Oh, God. No. Okay.
All right. So
now we got fried chicken.
All right. So we're doing the dark speckled one?
Dark speckled one.
All right.
You know what? Wow. The corn was bad.
The corn was not good.
The corn tasted like the Harry Potter bad ones.
Oh, this has like a little tang to it at the end.
Mm.
All right. Let's try the light speckle one.
Gravy.
This is gravy. All right.
What is going on here? How does it keep changing?
I don't know.
I don't think I like it.
It does keep changing. It's like an everlasting gobstopper of terrible flavor.
The corn was bad.
The corn was not good at all.
Oh, no.
Man, I really wanted to like the corn, too.
I love corn, usually.
Wait, is this the corn? Hold on. Oh.
Oh, there's a whole different color in there?
Hold on. I think that last one that you tried wasn't actually corn. Hold on. Try this one.
It's a solid color one?
That one's a little bit more corny.
Well, that's the same color as that. Well,
I don't know. It's hard to tell. It's got a little bit more sweetness to it, too.
Okay, that one was better. You're right. What was the one that tasted so bad?
I don't know. That might have been the fried chicken one.
One of them was rancid.
That's definitely interesting, to say the least. I really... I really hope that that second one was the real corn one, because that one was okay.
Ugh, play a clip.
Chuck's got to go rinse his mouth out. Let's hear from spaghetti and meatballs.
Buongiorno, signore e signori. Do you like the cooking? Do you like the comedy?
Oh, I have a Kit-Kat.
How about the cooking? If so, join us every Wednesday at 11 for spaghetti and meatballs. Enjoy segments like Comedy Bistro, Mangia Mangia, and Chuck the Italian Knowledge Stallion. So tune in every Wednesday at 11 to 88.5 WHOP, the voice of the meatballs.
WHOP, that's not...
How do we get away with anything?
You want to read some celebrity sponsors?
Sure thing.
Chuck and I, we just rinsed our mouths out with some Kit Kats.
Yeah. Today's show is underwritten apart by our... This is our longest running celebrity sponsor.
Who's that?
Loincloths by Lionel. Hello.
Is it these you're looking for?
Finding loincloths will be as easy as Sunday morning. Now open all night long. Loincloths by Lionel. He's got an endless love
for loincloths.
And don't worry, if you want to see him, he works the night shift. Now non-cling material won't get stuck on you.
Today's show is brought to us by Nicolas Cage's Cages. Do you need a cage for your pig? They're solid as a rock. You'll be moonstruck by the quality of his cages, and you got to act now because they'll be gone in 60 seconds.
Oh, you know who needs cages? The government.
To put those kids in. And then also... Did you see the video of them like arresting that 5-year-old kid with like the stuffed animal?
Oh, I know.
It's so bad. But today's show is also
deplorable.
Somebody who's still out there that's sane, Bruce Springsteen.
Thank God.
Bruce Springsteen string beans. They're
grown in the USA.
Yes, thank you, Bruce Springsteen, for all you're doing.
And we can't tell you to support Bruce. It's a tearjerker.
If you haven't heard the Bruce Springsteen song, it's pretty darn good. Go check it out. It's in the streets of Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Good song. Good song. It like went to the top of the charts as soon as it came out on Spotify. It was like one of the top downloaded Spotify songs of all time.
We missed it. This is an inside joke that you and I had, but I was on Wikipedia, which I can't tell you donate to Wikipedia, but they're like the one last bastions of hope, I would say.
They're the last place where you can get real information.
So,
it's not going to last much longer because Elon Musk is going to buy it eventually and then shut it down.
Shut it down. But Christy Noem's initials are KLAN.
Oh, yeah. She's like Christy Lynn.
Yeah.
Alicia Noem or something like that.
Like
that's
her,
so dumb.
Her name is actually Klan with a K.
Her acronym for her name is Klan.
Yeah. And she should be in charge of the police state because she kills dogs.
I also want to do a little follow-up junction.
Ooh, follow-up junction is brought to you in part by Richard Gere's Gears.
Hey, you have a primal fear of gears
that don't work? Suitable for an officer and a gentleman. Made in Chicago. I like Chicago. It's a 20-year-old movie, and that's the newest reference on here.
We do have a quick follow-up junction. A couple weeks ago, we were talking about taste buds in your butt.
Oh, yeah!
And also on your scrotum, and it turns out there are taste buds in your butt and on your scrotum.
Taste buds in your butt.
They don't act.
Taste buds in your scrotum.
They don't act the same way that regular taste buds on your tongue work.
They're on their best behavior.
But they're very similar. They're very similar, and they can kind of like distinguish between certain different types of chemicals, and they allow what can be absorbed in and out of your skin and everything. So
I might put that jelly bean in my butthole.
There are taste buds in your butt and taste buds in your scrotum. And there was a meme, like a TikTok meme going around maybe a year or so ago of guys dipping their balls in soy sauce to see if they could taste it. Spoiler alert, you can't taste it, but there are weird taste bud cells in your butt and on your scrotum.
Dip your balls in soy sauce, I'll show you.
There's a couple other things that we could have talked about for Gluttony Club, but maybe we'll just bring those up next week because we did spend a lot of time talking about fascism.
Yeah.
You want to do a quick spoiler alert? Anything
spoiler
good you've been
alert,
watching?
Pluribus is great.
Oh, yeah.
And
you
if
finally,
you haven't seen it, John dies at the end.
If you haven't seen it, it's really good. It's available on Apple, or just ask a friend who likes to pirate television shows for you. You came over. You didn't see the last episode, and so you came over. We got drunk at my house. We watched this season finale. We had a good time.
We ate all the Taco Bell.
Let's see. What else for spoiler alerts? Marty Supreme, if you haven't seen that. That's going to hit streaming soon. That's one of the Oscar-nom movies. I really enjoyed that. The Rip on Netflix.
The Rip?
Yeah, that's that movie with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. Primal Season 3 is currently airing on HBO. The Pit Season 2 is currently airing on HBO. A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms is a really great show. That's currently airing on HBO. You know what else is on HBO? That gay hockey player show? It's called Heated Rivalry.
It's called hockey.
Have you seen that?
No, but a lot of advertisements.
And also, Invincible Season 4 is coming out March 18th. And
oh, you're so pumped.
The trailer for the Mandalorian and Grogu movie just came out.
It's a movie.
It's coming out May 22nd. So if you haven't seen the trailer for that, so adorable. Go check out the Mandalorian and Grogu trailer. Now it's time for Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo.
Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo.
That's where Chuck tries to prove that he's the smartest buffalo in the
room. Not going to do good tonight.
And our first question comes from Alyssa in Atlanta, Georgia. Alyssa wants to know, Beats headphones. Beats headphones were developed by what rapper / music producer?
Ba-da-da-da-da. Dr. Dre, hey.
Dr. Dre is correct. By the way, Chuck Stuff, the Knowledge Buffalo, is brought to us by Paul Reiser's yeast makes a great Jewish rye. You'll be mad about Paul Reiser's yeast.
Do you think we should not clean up this jelly bean mouse? It looks like you have, like, nose cancer.
And also by Jim Croce's Spice Rack, when you need to keep time in a bottle.
Jim Croce's Spice Rack.
All right. Our second question comes from Mark in Fort Worth, Texas. Mark wants to know, Kevin Dillon, brother of Matt Dillon. You know Matt Dillon?
Yeah.
Kevin Dillon, his brother, played Johnny Drama in what HBO show?
Entourage.
That is correct. It's funny because he played the son, he played the lesser known brother of a more famous movie star, because he was Vincent Chase's brother.
Yeah.
And in real life, he's the lesser known brother of a more famous movie star, Matt Dillon. All right, and our third question is always a sports question, because as you know, sports is Chuck's Achilles hoof. Our third question comes from Tom in Kahului. Tom wants to know, what is the name of San Francisco's baseball team? San Francisco has a baseball team.
The Pirates.
It's like the Butt Pirates. Chuck, come on. Grow up.
No, it is, though, right? No?
It's not. It's not the Pirates. That's Pittsburgh.
Why are there Pirates in Pittsburgh?
Who knows? I don't know why there's Pirates in Pittsburgh.
Why are there Pirates in Pittsburgh? That doesn't make any sense.
No, Chuck, I'm sorry.
It's the
Giants. But you didn't get all three, but you did get two out of three. And you know what our deceased friend Meatloaf always says?
Plus two out of three.
And that also means that that's the end of our show.
But not the end of Biscuits and Gravy. Check us out 24 hours a day at BiscuitWars.com. Support your local media.
Don't eat these jelly beans, these KFC jelly beans. Not great.
Stay
the corn one's okay.
For all the high-quality, highbrow entertainment they have on.
Oh, and Haku. Happy birthday to Biscuiteer Jackie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jackie Murphy. Happy 41st birthday.
And stay tuned for Democracy Then.
Yeah.
And from me to you, hello!
So gimme, gimme, gimme.